This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin the program today where we ended it on Friday, which, if you somehow happen to have missed it, was on Bitcoin, specifically the brand new, as of last night, Bitcoin futures market. Interest, if I may be permitted some degree of understatement, was high. The Chicago Board Options Exchange stopped trading in Bitcoin futures a couple of times as prices went up and then up some more. Why, though, the demand for Bitcoin futures when it is such a bubblicious commodity? Marketplace's Ryan Kailath gets us going.
First, a quick refresher. What are futures contracts again?
Best example I can come up with. I'm a farmer.
That's Bill Monick, not a farmer, actually a finance professor at Case Western. But go on.
I'm a farmer. My corn is in the ground. It's growing. But my crop won't be ready for 3 more months.
And in 3 months, anything could happen. The price of corn could go way up, way down. There's a lot of uncertainty and risk. What if he could agree on a price for the corn now?
A futures contract would allow me to do that.
Same idea with Bitcoin futures, Monick says. Take some of that risk and uncertainty out of trading the volatile cryptocurrency. And it's not just the price certainty that helps. Craig Perung at the University of Houston says futures exchanges like Cboe introduce much-needed transparency and regulation.
And that's going to make it more attractive to institutional players.
A.K.A. Wall Street. Your banks and hedge funds and other big investors have largely shied away from risky Bitcoin plays. But a futures market is safe, familiar ground for them.
They're used to using these futures markets. They're comfortable with the regulatory framework, and so they're much more likely to participate in this forum than they would be in the other Bitcoin trading venues.
Futures trading is subject to extensive safeguards and surveillance, Perung says, that can help prevent some of the price manipulation people worry about with Bitcoin. Ironically, he says a futures exchange will also make it easier to short Bitcoin or bet that the price will go down, which could drive the price down, restoring some sanity to the Bitcoin market. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.